This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on another fast and furious news day. Please visit our website, a21r.com. A21R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, New California State. It's the state of the future. It is going to happen for California. Absolutely going to happen. Happen. Anyway, NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on. Check the NewCaliforniaState.com for town halls and events like that. We're going to be building, and making these town halls happen. Lots of them coming up. We're getting kind of booked going on. It's like we're taking the tour. I'm going to go to all 58 counties. By the way, I've been to all 58 counties in California, but of course, all the counties in New California as well. I picked up the Alameda County, rural area. The rural area, you know, much of Alameda County, most of Alameda County is rural, and we just picked it up. We have a committee going on out there. So, guess what? We're here. kind of interesting how that whole thing played out. But it's working. It's working. Last night I went and visited with Tucker Carlson. Yeah, watched his little book tour thing going on and met him and everything. Got to shake his hand. And we talked a little bit about New California, which was interesting. And so did many people around me talk to him about New California, which is interesting. Let's see if it bears fruit. It should. I mean, you know, Victor Davis Hanson's been talking about New California. Well, you know, he hasn't said it yet, but he's clearly using our verbiage, our language. You know, it's interesting. We have been the trendsetter in telling everybody about what's happening in California, the monoparty system now. Everybody's using that term. We have a one-party system. Really? Yeah. We've been saying that now for how many years? And now all of a sudden everybody's saying it. Interesting what the grievances will unfold. Now, we just had our 39th grievance read yesterday. Now, those of you that know this, we proclaimed that we are going to have 40 grievances read. We're at 39 right now. Guess what? Next week is 40. It's exactly as we've timed it. It's going to be ending just before the election. But however, we're going to 55 more grievances, a total of 95 grievances. It'll be very symbolic when we're done. But the counties are going to write their grievances. It's going to be a wonderful thing. It'll be a wonderful thing to have these things going on. A quiet riot, so to speak. If you know what I mean. There used to be a band called Quiet. We've got to do something about that. Get the Quiet Rioters back here. Quiet Riot. You know, none of this going out there and abusing people and hurting people with clubs and the va and bam and all this other nonsense. The leftists, the leftists amongst us. It's going to be interesting, very interesting going forward. I am so pumped and so excited about what's going to happen with this election cycle. And, well, I think clearly there's a red wave happening here. I mean, even in California, it's going to be interesting to see. I guess this is the key thing about California and the voting. And this is, I got asked this all night long about California voting system. You know, there's a lot of people there. And you know, when they found out I was doing the radio thing, it was like, well, you're a radio host. You know everything. God. Well, you know, you have to research. Look, yeah, I know that I am a repository of knowledge and information because this is what you do. I mean, it just goes with the territory. And, you know, I had this naive understanding that, well, I'm just a person. Well, you know, well, hey, person, you, you do get soaked daily with news and information. And you just, this is what you do now. You know, I'm just a sponge. We're just all right there. So I have to act as the conduit to you with news and information. And one of the stunning things about doing radio, and this happened really about 3 or 4 years ago, was that somebody was bugging me. Actually, it was 2015. I think it was 2015. And I wasn't being really good, or we weren't really being good about posting up our podcast. And I got a scorching email from one of my listeners. I listen to your show, and you're the sole source of news and information that I get. Would you please post your podcast in a timely manner? And it hit me. Wow. I am news and information for you. I mean, really, it was a revelation. Because, you know, just get up here and you think, well, you know, I'm going to give you my opinion. You're all going to like it. And there you go. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. That's not the way it is. People actually, you know what? People actually do listen to the radio show. Now it's multitudes, of course. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I was a bad boy. I didn't get it. But, you know, the realization is that people depend upon you for news and information is quite a stunning one. And, you know, we've sort of graduated because we're citizen journalists. That's all I am. And a citizen journalist is just anybody who wants to allow themselves the liberty, to exercise their constitutional right in the First Amendment, freedom of press, freedom of speech. That's another important. Oh, and religion, and assemble, and peaceably assemble, and to grieve. So you see what we're doing here with New California. We're grieving. Part of the independence process, by the way. Anyway, so I'm just digressing. But my point is this, is that there's a lot of news and information, and a lot of it we get comes from citizen journalists. We don't depend upon, of course, the mainstream media. It's kind of interesting, Q and all that. We appreciate Q. Q likes to listen in on what we're doing. And people have noticed this, and, wow, we love Q, and then we talk about you. You know, we heard you talk about this, and now it's on Q. And yeah, I know. You know, and some of the gambits you get here, you have to listen to the show thoroughly to get it. Because I throw these things out there, and it's like monkey wrenches going into machinery. And we'll have a few pearls today. Anyway, so this Khashoggi thing. What's up with the Khashoggi thing? Apparently tortured to death by the Russians. Now, there's a gambit of information for you. Why would the Ruskies do that to Khashoggi? And Erdogan, there you go. You got to let it roll off the tongue. Erdogan, there you go. You know, the guy who's, he's right, here's the guy, I call him the caliph, the grand caliph of Turkey. He wanted to be the worldwide caliph. He envisioned himself with Obama as president. Because actually, to Erdogan, Obama was his, quote, boy, as it was quoted to me by a source. That's the way he looked at Obama, as his, quote, boy. Now, you know, I don't like the reference at all. I'm very offended by that. Because, there was a very big, I used to work in a very, very high high-class restaurant in Southern California. We used to get stars, movie stars, and even the president. President Nixon used to show up there. So it was one of those kind of places. It was beautiful. I worked there for 5 years. I absolutely loved it. Started when I was 15 years old. Yeah. Yeah, I was underage. Shocking. Shocking, I can admit that. But I got Social Security, you know, when I was 15 years old. But anyway, it's kind of interesting because the first time I was ever referenced as, well, I was a busboy. I was a busboy. And we had a big-time movie star who I'm not going to tell you his name. He used to have a show with children on it, actually. And he used to come in with big parties. Big parties. And he never tipped. Never tipped. Never tipped. He always came in with 24 people. And the biggest table we could get was 22. So, you know, it's crunch time to get these people in. And he never tipped. Never. Never tipped. Anyway, but he used to call, for whatever reason, he used to call me boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. You know, that real patronizing, like, back in the day. Because this is in the 60s now. Sort of the Southern, hey, boy, business. It used to offend the hell out of me. And it still does, actually, to even think about it. But, you know, to have our president referenced that way by Ergeron is doubly offensive. Even if it was President Obama. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what is really going on? Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com for all the news and information. Let's see here. Sleeping with a killer. Answers imminent. Finding on Trump-Russia collusion claims to be released shortly. This is what we're finding out. Let's talk about how the cow eats the cabbage. Mueller ready to deliver core findings on Trump probe after midterms report. After the midterms. Some sort of an agreement, I think, has been reached there. What about Rod Rosenstein? Rosenstein, right. Okay, so let's cover the story of Rodney. Rod Rosenstein. So, Rodney wakes up one Monday morning. He's laying in bed, and he's going, oh, man. Looks over at the wife, says, hey, honey. They have a little honey kind of conversation. Gets up, gets a shower, gets all dressed up. He's listening to the news in the background. Oh, Rod Rosenstein resigned today. CNN, oh, Rod Rosenstein, NBC, ABC, and all. Oh, Rod Rosenstein resigned. He's getting dressed. He's putting on his tie. He's looking in the mirror going, what am I hearing? Rod Rosenstein's wife comes, honey, did you resign? He hadn't even left the home. The radio's blaring. Oh, Rod Rosenstein resigned. Rod Rosenstein resigned. He's in the Matrix. He's going, oh, my God, what? I resign? He quickly gets in his car. The driver says, oh, Mr. Rosenstein, heard you resign. I didn't resign. What are you talking about? Well, everybody says you resigned. It's all over. Even Chris Matthews saying, you resign. Everybody's saying, you resign. Everywhere he goes on the radio, you resign. gets to the DOJ, you resign, sorry. Hey, I didn't resign. Everybody looks around and I'm sure you didn't resign, Mr. Rosenstein. Because, you know, CNN said it, so it must be so, right? So he quick calls the president. The president's not available. What do you mean he's not available? He's in New York. So Rod Rosenstein's saying, did I resign? Then the reports, oh, Rod Rosenstein was fired. Because, you know, later in the day when he's admitting that he didn't resign, people are saying, well, he must be fired. But you can't get a hold of the president. So he's living in the Matrix. He's a very confused person at this point. He's in the quack zone. Donald is quacking, and he's in the zone. So, you know, he comes to learn that, you know, he didn't resign. Reality is real. He didn't resign, and, what's going on here? So the president's unavailable. He's unavailable. No one's talking. He's not conversing. And, of course, the week prior to that, the president wasn't returning calls. Huh, so substantiation going on there. So he's like, can you imagine that? Everybody's saying, hey, he's tramping it all out. Well, you must have been fired. If you didn't resign, you must have been fired, and you just don't know about it yet. But I can't get a hold of the president because he's not talking. He's speaking at the UN. So, anyway, calls apparently on, the president will be glad to speak with you on Thursday. So he gets a couple of days to think about it, like, oh, what's the president going to speak to me about? And lo and behold, let's get on the airplane. Let's just take a little ride. Let's get ourselves on board on the skiff, and let's just take a little flight, and let's talk, Rod. Let's have a conversation. You know, Rod, we got to talk about this, the Kavanaugh thing. We know that we're going to have, remember, this is all happening in the Kavanaugh. We got this Kavanaugh thing. What do you think? Can you get your best agents on this deal? Sure enough. right away. They go rolling in, and they said, oh, you're going to investigate Kavanaugh. Let's do it. Let's get her done. And you know what? The very best agents are on it. And what did they find out about Kavanaugh? Absolutely nothing. But what else did Rod Rosenstein reveal on the skiff flight, as we call it? What else did he reveal about James Comey? About McCabe? About Mueller? Mueller. What else did he reveal? Well, apparently he's revealed a lot. In other words, who has flipped? Rod Rosenstein. And now we're looking at this report. Mueller ready to deliver core findings on Trump probe after the midterms. We're so shocked. We're so grateful. It's after the midterms, of course. After the midterms. This is the brand new fresh report. This is why I'm bringing it to you, because it just popped up on Fox and Friends. Let's see, Blackburn. Oh, this is a good thing. We'll talk about that. The elections are coming, of course. Oh, did I say the elections? We're going to get into that one, too. Anyway, so Rod Rosenstein has flipped. That's really what's happened. He has flipped. We have good authority that he has flipped. And he's talking. He's singing. That's not good for any of these folks. Because, you know, Rod does not like the idea of Bubba. He doesn't like the Bubba thing. That's just a bad... He wants to wake up every morning and look over at his beautiful wife and say, does he have a wife? I don't even married. But you know what I'm saying. He doesn't want to wake up with Bubba at all. Bubba's a bad idea for Rod. Bubba. Boy, sweet cheeks, we could call him. Anyway, so special counsel Robert Mueller is set to issue findings of some of the core aspects of his investigation into the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia shortly after the November midterm elections, Bloomberg is reporting. This is a Bloomberg report. The outlet, citing two anonymous U.S. officials, reported that Mueller is finalizing the conclusions related to the questions on whether President Trump's campaign cooperated with Russia and whether he took any action that could constitute obstruction of justice. Isn't it interesting? It's coming out right now. And, of course, you know, the bottom line to it is there's nothing there. There's no there there. We know that. There's been no there there. And now he's going to come out and say there is no there there. And, by the way, if there was any there there, don't you think it would be splattered all over the mainstream media? Of course, there's no there, there. The Justice Department did not immediately respond to an email from Fox News. It's possible that Mueller's findings won't be made public if he doesn't secure unsealed indictments, according to Bloomberg. The findings will be provided to his boss, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Good morning, Rod. Good morning. How's that letter going for you? Let's go take an airplane flight or two. What do you think? Rod, what do you think, bro? What do you think? Rod Rosenstein. So this is an article. This is kind of cute. I just love it when a plan comes together. We're going to come back. We got the break coming up. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Mueller team currently facing increased scrutiny from both sides with calls to either shut down the investigation or produce more indictments. So now there's a little clip we're going to say. Trump, my preference is to keep Rosenstein. Well, I wonder why his preference is that now. Let's go take a flight on Air Force One. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Meet face to face with Rod Rosenstein amid reports that the deputy attorney general wanted to secretly record him. What possible scenarios could play out behind closed doors today. Criminal defense attorney David Bruno is here live with his predictions as to what may happen. You know, not only talking about possibly wiretapping or secretly recording the president, but also invoking the 25th Amendment. But then you heard the president speaking just there, and the president says, you know, we had good talk.
Yeah, he said his preference would be to keep him
right.
Right? I mean, let's not forget, Rod Rosenstein is denying these comments. He said he never did. So that's step one. Is he going to be believable?
Or he said that they were made in jest, sarcasm.
Right, inaccurately, yes. He is saying that is not accurate. And and President Trump saying, you know what, my preference is to keep him. That would be best, I think, right now, politically, for the Mueller investigation, because we have a number of questions. What happens if Rod Rosenstein resigns or is fired?
What does happen if he were to resign or be fired?
There's a succession in the Department of Justice, and next would be Noel Francisco, because he is a Senate appointee. He is confirmed by the Senate. Question becomes, does he have a conflict that demands his own recusal, like Jeff Sessions does? He worked for a firm that represented the Trump campaign. And as a result of ethics rules within the Department of Justice, it may require a recusal. So what's next? Then it's the next in line, Stephen Engel of the Office of Legal Counsel. There are a number of questions, who's next? There's also a federal law that allows the president to appoint somebody without actually getting confirmed. It's called the Federal Vacancy Act of 1988. That could be a way to put somebody else in charge of the Mueller investigation.
I know a lot of people said Trey Gowdy.
Right? Possibility. But the question becomes, is this really going to happen?
Right.
This is a very big news day. Is the meeting going to happen?
I wanted to ask you that. Because the president did insinuate that maybe he'll delay the meeting.
Well, the president's going to be watching the hearing today. He said it. That's an important issue. It is probably the most important on his desk. So I would think if it is going to happen, it's going to happen during a lunch or a break, you know, because he has some other priorities on this day.
Right. What about the timing of all this? And we were talking about this off camera. You know, the president was here in New York at the UN at the time that Rod Rosenstein allegedly was going over to the White House to, you know, render his resignation, and then, you know, the timing.
Why? Now, this is Heather Childers and this trial attorney Bruno. This is happening. This is 2 weeks ago, right? In the Kavanaugh hearing, 3 weeks ago. How long ago? Doesn't it seem like a lifetime ago? So this is right in the mix of what I was describing. So the question about, is he resigning? Should he stay or should he go? And Trump says, you know, I'm gonna be watching the hearing today, but, you know, maybe you can come over at lunchtime. We can talk, you know, just a few minutes. Then we can get on the plane, the skiff.
Why would have it happened at that time?
Sure. Yeah, it's interesting because he wasn't, Trump wasn't in D.C. This is a meeting with the chief of staff.
Right.
Ah, see that? I'm telling you, this Trump guy. He is playing 3D chess with our little heads.
Right.
The reports.
Oh, I'm sorry. With Rod's head.
Were that that Rod Rosenstein was going to resign.
Right.
Now, we see that was not accurate. It could have been a misreport. It could have been an erroneous report. The timing is at question because you would think that Trump would want to be in the building or around.
I'm shocked that came out. Aren't you? Now, come on. Who did that to Rod? And why would they get inside his little melon? The question.
However, let's not forget, he wasn't around for the Comey firing.
Ah. Now that must have been bearing big on Rod's mind. I'm going to call the president, but he's not going to return the call. And he's in New York. Rod's thinking, I am screwed. But I screwed myself. No, I didn't resign. Everybody said I resigned, so therefore I must. I didn't resign. I don't drink. I don't think.
Comey was in California.
Remember that? Comey was in California. Where was Donald Trump? Washington. And he was fired.
True.
Trump wasn't there. It wasn't a face-to-face firing.
Ah. See, laying it all out.
And it was done by the chief of staff.
Right.
A lot of questions here, a lot of interesting points you make. But in the end, I don't think anything's going to happen with Rod Rosenstein now, especially considering the statement that he prefers to keep him.
Yeah. And then there's the whole thing where Democrats are pushing so that the president is forced to fire him. And they don't want him to resign because they want the president to make that move.
Sure. Look at Adam Schiff's recent statements. Don't resign. Don't resign. Mm-hmm. Make the president force his hands and fire. It's a huge difference politically, right?
See the gamesmanship, though? I mean, what if you were Adam Schiff and you heard that Rod Rosenstein resigned? What? We didn't expect him to resign. We thought Trump was going to fire him, but he resigned. What's up with that? See the downrange effect of this? I mean, it shook him up. It shook them all up. They are so off, and even today they're off balance with this. Because, you know, since then, this is what, 2 weeks ago? This report's 2 weeks old. Since then, we've had the SCIF flights with Rod. Remember? Just randomly. Oh, let's meet on Air Force One. Okay, this gets into the other thing. And I want to explain this to everybody, because this is something that people don't quite understand about what's going on with the president, I don't think. He, and Melania alluded to this, she was on, I don't know, 60 Minutes, whatever the show was, and she was in Africa, you know. Anyway, they can't trust anybody around them. Right? You go to work and you're just in a den of thieves. Everybody's against you, right? All the bureaucracy. The whole entire bureaucracy of Washington, D.C., including the staff at the White House, hate you. They hate him. Last night, Tucker Carlson, watched him down in Oakland. Last night, that's exactly what he said. He brought it out beautifully. Everybody hates him in Washington, D.C. Everybody hates Trump, and whatever they can do to destroy him, they're going to do it. It's got the whole because it's a swamp, after all. Trump recognizes it's a swamp. But you know what? He's pillaging Washington. He's pillaging Washington. And this is how he's doing it. He's got to play some mind games. And it's working. It's working. The man's out of place in Washington, D.C., but he's making a nest for himself. And they're not liking it. And that's why they're pushing back so much. Of course they are. It's not working. Anyway, Trump is winning, 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 and they're losing, 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 and they don't know what to do about it. Coup d'etat, anyone? How's that coup working out for everybody? Not real well. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Yep, doesn't look like it's a good thing. Doesn't look like a good thing. For Mueller. I don't think it's going to happen the way they think it is. And again, I was looking, you know, it's interesting. We picked that news up from that information from Bloomberg and also from Fox News. The some of the writings and some of the comments down there sort of parroted back what I was talking about, that if, in fact, there was anything in the Mueller investigation, don't you think we'd know about it by now? The Dems would leak it? Adam Schiff? Schiffless, as we call him? What do you think? You know, it's kind of interesting. Driving around New California, and I've done a lot of driving around New California recently, and it's a big state, by the way. Driving south, I happened to go through Adam Schiff territory, his district. Adam Schiff. Isn't he just a work? Isn't he just a piece of work? Anyway, New California could disrupt his district. I hate it when this happens. That might be, when New California happens, which is going to be soon, and the districts are redrawn, because you have to redraw. I mean, New California is probably going to have 25 or 26, maybe 20, as many as 27 members of the House of Representatives. Because remember, in California, there's 53 members of the House. We might end up with 27 or 26, probably 26. I'm just going by population, it's somewhere around there. But that's a lot. It also breaks up, of course, the 55 electoral votes now, doesn't it? Like, splits it in half. So New California, let's say it gets 25 of the 55. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, and you think about it, it's all rural area. And Adam Schiff has all rural area. But, you know, when we take up that rural area, New California, it changes the dynamic for Mr. Schiff. Wouldn't it be nice that New California came along and rescued the rest of the world from Adam Schiff? These are just some of the small little minor implications that go on that you think about when you think about New California being formed. Just minor little details. It's interesting to drive through these territories and realize, New California is going to change this one and this one and this one and this one and that one and make the world a better place for everyone. And diminish, you know, it's a diminishment. We're minimizing certain things. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that one with you. Core findings in Trump-Russia collusion investigation to be released shortly, the report says. But not, see, they learned the lesson apparently from Jim Comey. Don't ever come out weeks before an election and say something, right? Might hurt you, which is, of course, exactly what happened with Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not expected to win, of course. Shocking, shocking, I know. But everybody wanted to change. The population wanted to change, and they got it. And Donald Trump outfoxed them, didn't he? He outfoxed the fraudulent election system, which, by the way, is this. You know, this is a big concern, and I think everybody should be rising up around the nation because you've all been Californicated. That's right, with their election system. The election fraud scheme in California is so big. It's so massive, and it's so complete. Everybody gets it. The fix is in. Everybody gets it. The fix is in California. Across the board, this is what I hear. Listen, I am that sponge. It's just that wick of information that, you know, is feeding it back to you. This is what I hear from everybody. The fix is in. They say, well, you only hang out with conservatives and Republicans. No, that's not true. That's not true. See, you know, look at Antonio Villaraigosa. He got primaried out because he was running for, what was he running for? A senator, I think, right? Wasn't that what it was? Yeah. And he complained. He's the former mayor of L.A. He was complaining because he got, you know, he got rigged out of his own. He got rigged out of about 110,000 or 18,000. That's what it was. 118,000 votes he thought he was going to get. Where'd they go? Well, Antonio, they went to the other guy. That's what happened. They went to Kevin Leon. I mean, I'm sorry, De Leon. Right? Oh, is it Leon? I don't know. We have to ask him for clarification on the name change. But that's where those votes went. They shipped it. And, you know, here's the deal. He blew it. And, you know, you got to understand something, that Antonio Villaraigosa is a high school dropout, which I have great understanding and empathy for. And he speaks his mind. And he was not a happy camper when he found out that 118,000 votes that he thought he was going to get didn't get, which gave the nod to Kevin De Leon. Get it? The system screwed their own people. They had to, right? They didn't want Antonio Villaraigosa. No, they didn't want Antonio Villaraigosa. They didn't want him at all. They wanted the criminal, Kevin De Leon. I hate it when this happens. But the system is all around the nation now, how they do it. How they defraud the electorate. Now, I wonder what Trump is doing about that, because he's doing something. And I know the answer. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. We're going to be taking phone calls in the next hour. 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK, so you might want to call in on that one. Lots of things going on. Of course, New California State is really happening. A lot of things happening there. We're going to be exploding. Gosh, it was just wonderful last night in Oakland, down there with very good friends, and listening to Tucker Carlson, meeting Tucker Carlson. It was kind of interesting. I had a few words with him. And we'll see what happens when we get to the point where he asks us to be on a show, which I suspect will be soon. Anyway, I'm just saying. So just expect that. Anyway, but it was interesting, very funny, very, very funny. He's incredibly witty, Tucker Carlson. You see him in person, and he looks just like on TV. Listen, I'm serious, a heart attack. He looks like he's just like he is on TV. Isn't that, oh, my goodness. TV is a reality check. Anyway, but it was nice to hear and to be with like minds. You know, a big room, hundreds of people. I don't know. There's a couple of hundred there, maybe. Like-minded people. I thought it was interesting. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things going on, of course. And definitely check our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also a21r.com. We've got a lot of town halls coming up. They're getting more and more banked and booked and everything else for the town halls. And we really do appreciate all the things that you guys are doing and saying about New California. You are the lifeblood of the new state of New California. And that's going to be the 51st state. Hello? The 51st state in the union. We're going to be having a great time forming this state. It's going to happen. It is happening. No, it's not gonna. It is. It's actually happening. And that's what don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. Go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And also check out the store. The equipment, the clothes, everything is starting to come in now. Jeez. dealing with the vendors is amazing. That's another story. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.